5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Sam Stein, managing editor at The Bulwark, and I'm joined by our publisher, Sarah Longwell, and I'm not going to enjoy this video because Sarah and I, for some reason, have decided that we're going to read mean comments that people have said online about each of us to each of us.
Nobody decided this, okay? Somebody handed me a sheet of paper with digs on Sam, and they were like, you guys are going to do a take on this. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll just read mean comments about Sam.
I mean,
and
there's something really perverse about this because we both effectively, to a degree, steer the company, and yet we've decided someone's going to make us do this to each other. And so, I don't know why we're doing
it's just
this.
Like us, it's just like us making fun of ourselves for the enjoyment of our listeners. So here you go, guys. Merry Christmas. We're going to roast each other right now, like a couple of Yule logs.
All right. How do you want to do this? Like tit for tat, you read one, I read one, and then we just sort of react. Should we do that?
Yeah, I mean,
let me just level set with people though. And I haven't seen a single thing that Sarah's going to read to me about me. Sarah hasn't seen a single comment that people said about her that I'm going to read to her. But we have talked to the people who gathered these comments, and it was very clear that I'm about to take it on the chin relative to Sarah, that it's much worse for me than it is for her. You don't believe that that's the case.
I don't believe that because I also read the comments. And if you don't have six of them that are like, Sarah, why don't you apologize every time for being a Republican for so long, then you don't have an accurate reflection. Or go over to Reddit where they, you know, that's JVL's world over there. And they do not care for the voters that I show, you know, I believe are humans.
And let me just one last disclaimer before we get into it. We love our commenters. We love our fans and our haters. I revel in the hatred. I find it invigorating. As long as it's not too violent and personal, I'll take it. And so hopefully this is done in good spirit. All right. You go first.
This is from Mr. Penn XX. I'd be disappointed as a sponsor if Sam was reading my ad. Are you bad at the ads? You seem okay.
Which ad? Was it the Soul Gummy ad?
Is it the Soul Gummies? He takes one before he before he does the ad. So he's always a little giggly.
I don't know. Soul Gummy, they keep asking me to read the ads. I think they're happy with my content. Maybe I think didn't we do should a good do job
three.
With the
auras. I think we should do three right, in fine. A row. Right,
well, I have like three for you total, but go ahead.
Lolly 387 says, how many bad takes can Sam have in one video? Good Lord. I okay. wish I knew what video.
Yeah, I need the context for that one. Lolly, thank you. But I don't know. What was the video? What was the take I had? All right.
To be fair, we all have some bad takes, guys. They can't all be good.
Yeah. I'm hitting like 50%. I'm happy.
Yeah, those are good numbers. Juden Peterson.
Oh, no, not Juden. I don't know what Juden is.
This one. Oh, this is. This is anti-Semitic.
Read it. It's okay.
Juden Peterson said, oh no, sorry. At Juden Peter Stein.
Oh yeah.
Sam Stein in all caps, LOL.
Oh God.
Who, I don't want to read this to you, Sam. Who knows, spelled N-O-S-E.
Oh my God, who put this in the fucking doc?
Who did put this in here? This is not... Who knows why he has a platform? Garbage can emoji.
Okay. Why did we read that one? What was the point of that?
I don't
know.
That
was horrible.
What am I supposed to do here? I told you it's anti-Semitic. It's bad. Okay.
I will just say the context is I'm a Jew. All right, I let that one go. I get a lot of those. It's
unfortunate. Do you want to keep that in here? We should maybe. Right. I don't
people,
want
people
to
should know
that.
What's on. I'm fine with full transparency. People need to know what's out there on the internet. A lot of anti-Semitism. I'm happy with my religion. I'm happy with my nose. I'll live with that.
You have a great nose.
Thank you, Sarah. All right, let's move on. I'm going to read this again. I just want to be clear. Yours are like. Half of the ones I got were like people being complimentary. So it's like, this is not a fair fight, but I'm going to read one. And this is out of context because people love what this is. I'm just going to read it. Susan Winters -K6X. Sarah, your hairstylist hates you. You had gorgeous hair. Not so much anymore.
Oh.
That doesn't represent and I'm being sincere, the vast majority of the commenters have been incredibly complimentary to the haircut.
They've been pro haircut, but
Susan
you know,
Winters apparently not.
Okay. You know, the context of this is that I'm a girl and therefore get lots of comments about my hair when my hairstyle changes, which has been a new experience for me.
That's good. I like the hair. I'm going to do a couple. I'm going to read these two in succession because they're about the same thing. Barry says first, how could Sarah not have watched Seinfeld? And Charles says, Sarah needs to keep an open mind and watch Seinfeld. Why don't you watch Seinfeld? Is this like a thing?
It is.
This is a form of anti-Semitism.
It is a form of anti-Semitism, me not watching Seinfeld. I almost made that joke, too. JVL was making a Seinfeld reference in a recent podcast. No, I get all the references. I never sat down to watch Seinfeld, but like the soup Nazi, he was doing an Elaine bit that one I didn't know. But I've seen enough of Seinfeld. Like, I get Seinfeld. It's just not, my favorite.
Okay, fair enough. All right. While we were speaking, they've been adding some stuff, I believe, from Reddit, maybe. Yeah, it looks like from Reddit. So I have more in the arsenal, but you go. You're up.
I don't like these.
Try to keep them on the right side of the anti-Semitic line if you can. Please.
Is it my job? Because I just thought I was reading these. But if you need me to edit them for reasons, no, I will.
I've not seen
I do
any
not
of these.
Like that I had to read that anti-Semitic
it's all right.
one.
I know you didn't believe it personally. All right.
If you have one there that's mean about lesbians, you have full range to do it. There you can go.
I'm looking for it.
But this one's just mean. Okay. But nice to Andrew Eger. at Fiery Picnic, Sam is so bad. Can't you get someone good to interview Andrew? I spent half my time just cringing at Sam's inflated ego. It's really not fair to Andrew, who is actually good. I rarely click when it's Sam's pick on the thumbnail, and I regret it every time.
I think people need to have the proper context for this one too. Andrew and I have a very great relationship that's built on a little bit of sort of like false adversariness, I guess, adversarialness. But I love Andrew. I just pick on him a little bit.
There's a genre of the Andrew tweets. Sam is so patronizing to Andrew. Oh, let him cook or cut him loose to a colleague that respects him.
Okay.
I'm
picking up on a theme here, and I'm going to make a resolution for this new year to be more kind to Andrew.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
You go. Do you do two now? Because now there's like a new genre I have, but are just one minors.
Okay. Here's some of the new material. Yeah. See. Okay. Before I get to new material, like the stuff I had was like, you know, it wasn't even remotely bad. Patricia Riley writes, "I'm not lesbian." She forgot. I'm not a lesbian, but like Sarah, I find those men repellent. Like that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. All right. Here we go. From what appears to be the Reddits. CCBG77 writes, "Please stop wasting time on focus groups, Sarah. That's why Dems lose all the time. They have to have focus groups, polls, run every statement by legal, et cetera, et cetera." Then CDNSANDIE54 says, "Why does Sarah keep presenting the both sides in every situation, just like MSM? Please stop. There's no both sides with this." And then another one says, "I hate Sarah." "I hate Sarah. Please stop putting her on this show. That's her show."
Yeah, okay. I got tough news for that guy, which is...
It's her show.
It's why
it's
I started
site.
This company, man.
Yeah, I'm going to get rid of her. Sorry.
There's no one to fire God. Me. There's just no one to do it.
Okay.
Well, you
I'm
know,
saving a few for later. I have a couple more for you, but go ahead. You're
well,
up.
These are just... This is... Sam, you can be a jerk. which is right in line with at James Crawford 6771, Sam Stein is full of crap. And then at John Starrett 3397, Sam, you're a bit silly. Where's Sarah?
That's fine. I'll take that.
Hey, Sam, wait until the full sentence gets out, bro.
I'm sensing a theme.
Yeah, there's a lot of these.
Stop interrupting, you dick. All right. Whew, here we go. Some people just don't get the focus group concept. Let's just put it that way.
I know.
Okay. Count Brass. This is from 4 days ago. "I'd love it if Sarah could explain what the point is of asking these questions of the stupidest people in the electorate." Do you want to address that
just
one?
Just as a quick, just wait. That person votes. The stupid people vote too.
That vote
they
counts.
They all get to vote. And so knowing where they are is good for politicians to know, because just so you guys know, in a democracy, the voters, no matter how stupid, they get to decide who governs them. So that's why I listen.
Makes sense to me. All right. Complex Mind Simple Man 6642. Simple man with a complex mind says, "When it comes to Democratic strategy, whatever Sarah is against, I am for. She is always wrong." And then Kowloon Tong says, "Can we get Sarah is always wrong tea? Question mark.
I'm sure you could make that yourself. I think
that's pretty easy.
Know,
print it.
I think you could do a sometimes wrong. But you know, I've had a lot of W's on that. But that's whatever. That's cool.
Do you keep a tab in your head, like what you think is like the score between you and JVL? Do you have that?
I do. And I would like to tell you some of my big ones since I've got this opening. The first one is I was the one saying Joe Biden shouldn't run again. The voters think he's too old because, you know, I listened to the voters and they were real clear on this. They did not want Joe Biden to run again.
Yeah.
One. Two, my big fight with JVL was over the economics during Joe Biden. I was like, people don't feel it. They are so frustrated with the inflation. And that turns out in retrospect to have been the main reason why Trump won.
Hey, you got those two right. What's the one you got the most wrong?
Well, I thought that there was, I used to quote this a lot, that there was just enough virtue in this republic to save it. Sometimes none to spare, but still enough to meet the emergency.
you would say that?
Yeah, it's a state, William Seward during the Civil War would say that.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely. I remember that one. You got that one wrong. All right, hit me.
Hey, Sam. Oh, wait, I already did this one. Sam, what happened?
So bad.
Yeah, well, they're all like this. I should just read all of these. Sam, what happened to let her cook? You finish her sentences for her. That must have been with me. I don't know who else you're talking to.
Is every single comment just Sam, shut up, you interrupt too much? Basically.
It is. Yeah. From Lucky Man Indeed, does Sam Stein ever, all caps, let a person finish a sentence or thought without interruption? Question mark. At Gina Rossetti 7722. I agree with Sam, the interrupter Stein. I'm not comfortable with all sports betting advertised during and possibly at sporting events. Oh, that's a nice one. She agreed with you. You've got a nickname in the comments.
Yeah. What am I supposed to do? I got to stop. I got to like literally bite my tongue.
L for Sam, the interrupter. Utah _ John. Good Lord. Sam interrupts a lot. That's all I got. But
okay. I got one more for you. I have stuff to work on. Oh, this is good because it turns a critique of me on you. William Futz says, Sarah talks a lot, given it's supposed to be George explains it all to Sarah. Please stop interrupting George. Whoa, you would think, has he watched the show? How it goes.
If you did like a thing where you just took minutes of talking time, I guarantee you it is 10% for me and 90% for him.
That seems totally extraordinary to me. I don't feel like you interrupt George at all. Okay, I have one more for you. Luis Bolton, 1800. Please have Sarah Longwell pronounce Ghislaine Maxwell's first name correctly. Apparently you can't do it.
Can't do it?
Ghislaine?
Ghislaine. I say Ghislaine or Ghislaine. I can't.
It's a tough one. It's a tough name.
If you've run a pedophile ring, I do not feel obligated to say your name properly. I can butcher
totally
your name
fair.
All day long. You know what my favorite comment was recently? I've been listening for years and I've never heard Sarah Longwell finish a distinct thought. And this is a real thing about me. I interrupt my own line of thinking all the time to backtrack and stuff. And I think that was a clean hit on me.
Wait, so you have an interruption problem too?
I interrupt my own self, yes.
Yeah, that's better than interrupting other people.
In your defense, I do think that Sam has a real TV and reporter's knack for, he is trying to get out the next thing and keep the conversation moving quickly. I do think, though, for our audience, they would listen to us. The number of people who, after our 90-minute TNL the other day, were just like, more TNL. People
don't
mind,
Sam. I find that extraordinary. Yeah. No, I will say, just in my defense, that is true. It's like, and especially with Edgar, guy's got so many thoughts in his brain. I just want him to, like, synthesize a little bit and focus.
He's getting his reps in.
Yeah, wait, that's true. And I should just shut up. Because that guy's cooking, he's smart, and no one cares for an interrupting Sam. So there's that. All right, I don't have anything really more here in my arsenal. I mean, some of them are just like straight up stupid and mean, and I'm not going to read them.
You have stupid and mean ones for me?
Yeah, but I don't feel comfortable reading this. Like, oh my God, why dead people? All right. Of course, Sarah was at war criminal Dick Cheney's funeral. LMFAO. It's like, do we mean? Is that even that mean? It's like mean to Dick Cheney.
Yeah, I was there with Tim. Did you yell at Tim or just just the girl?
Yeah, there's a couple more Cheney ones. I think we get the gist. Yeah, I'm ready to call it quits on this one. This was humbling and important, but I don't want to do it again.
You didn't hurt me, guys. You didn't hurt me. Try harder.
Exactly. The comments aren't mean enough. Please, let's do better. Sarah, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Guys, thank you for, you know, commenting, most of you. You do need to step up your hate game. I feel like this was too easy to get by.
Not really. We are people with feelings.
Exactly. That's a thing. It does hurt a little bit inside. I'm masking it. We'll talk to you later. Subscribe to the feed where you get to watch us humiliate ourselves on your behalf. Take care, Sarah.
You're the best, Sam.
Love you. Bye.